Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. He is risen. What wonderful words. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 6, we find these words, "He is not here, but he is risen. Remember that he told you about this when he was still in Galilee." Jesus revealed to his disciples what was going to happen. They really couldn't comprehend it because nothing like that had ever happened before. How could someone who was dead suddenly be alive, more alive than they had ever been before? So much alive that he was able to give life to those who would come to faith through him. And he still is offering that today. He is risen and he wants to rise in your life. He wants to be alive in your life. Perhaps the lamp of faith has gone dim in your life. There was a time when you walked with the Lord hand in hand in obedience to his will. But the things of life have slipped in, and the glow that was once there has faded. How sad. How terribly sad. Remember, he has given us life. That life is to shine brightly. If we get our eyes off the Lord and on the things of this world, all of a sudden things start getting very dim and dingy and dirty and rotten and putrid. But we have a Savior who reaches down to that rottenness within our life and gives us the new hope, the new life that is only available through him. I urge each and every one of us to be renewed in our spirit this Resurrection Sunday, that we might walk in newness of life like we have not for many, many years, or perhaps never in our life if we walk so close to the Lord as we will walk now. Please open your heart to him. Recognize he is risen and he wants to rise in your life to newness of life. Heavenly Father, on this Resurrection Sunday, I pray that we might renew our vow to you to walk closer than we ever have before. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in us, and might we recognize that truly, Lord, you have risen, and that you are now the new person in our life. Newness of life has come because you have risen. Thank you, Lord, for rising. Thank you for giving us new life. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and the days to come, and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.